Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour here. Plenty to talk about your calls, of course. You can make them about anything you'd like to discuss. We've had more tech talk tonight with artificial intelligence, talking more about the Stop the Robots group, and again, some of the similar threads, but different people commenting. So you can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. And Rich Paul joining us here tonight. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, everything's okay. We're going to continue taking your phone calls and thoughts. Plus, we'll talk about the naked man that I have been teasing all night long.
You've been teasing naked man?
You've been teasing a naked man all night. Poor guy. He must be so frustrated.
That's Ian for you.
We'll talk about it. He's been standing in his front doorway for off and on for nearly a decade. But first, let's go to Syphase in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Syphase.
Hey, so I called yesterday when you guys were talking about artificial intelligence. And we were kind of discussing sort of what is and what is not artificial intelligence, and what's the difference between something that's artificial intelligence versus, you know, a simple program that is doing a brute force search over all the possible actions. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to use the example of a program that could play tic-tac-toe to sort of illustrate the difference between artificial intelligence versus brute force. So, you know, I think most people who are listening now probably know how to play tic-tac-toe, and probably most of them know how to play it long enough to where if they kept playing, they would never lose, basically, because it's, you know, it's a very simple game, and once you play it a few times, you pretty much hit.
I'm sorry, what was this game again?
Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe. You pretty much have to be 9 to lose tic-tac-toe, right?
Yeah, it's a very simple game. So if there's a program that can play tic-tac-toe and either always wins or the game ends in a draw, would you consider that program to be artificial intelligence?
Well, I mean, as we discussed,
again, it would be a very, very simple example of it, but, you know, is that program some level of intelligence to be able to play the game?
I would say no, because the big thing about artificial intelligence is the ability to learn things that do not come from a programmer. And, you know, I can write you a program that will win tic-tac-toe to the optimal possibility. There's only a few, you know, to the theoretical maximum. I don't know exactly. I'm really not hip to the statistics on tic-tac-toe, well, the truth be told.
But it couldn't be that difficult.
It won't be able to teach itself to beat you at whist. When somebody can write a program that can play half a dozen games or a dozen games, and that goes out and teaches itself a 13th game, that's when you've got an intelligent game-playing program.
Okay, so Rich has stolen a whole lot of my thunder in the last 20 seconds.
Sorry, bro.
No, it's fine. But the that was an answer from Rich, but what about you guys, Yidmark? Do you think that would be artificial intelligence?
Well, I might have conceded until I heard what Rich said.
Well, yeah, I like the way Rich puts it. I mean, certainly that is what Rich described is an actual intelligence, that which could actually teach itself, right? And so we talked about the singularity, and that's, you know, generally considered the point at which machines can, you know, essentially program themselves. And so that would be that level of artificial intelligence. But then I guess another question would be, would that actually be intelligence? You know, once you get to the point where you know, this AI can upgrade itself, can teach itself new things, is it actually intelligence instead of artificial intelligence?
You're saying if it gets to the point, and actually that's already happened, and I'll get to that in a second, but just to quickly basic really finish up the idea of the tic-tac-toe since Rich already got the results of it. If you actually look at all the possible positions of a tic-tac-toe board, there are only about 5,200 that can actually happen in a, there are only 5,200 that can actually happen in a real game.
Okay.
And so you could write a program that's basically a dictionary. Basically, you type in a certain position, and it will look that up and give you what the best move is. So, I mean,
yep.
it's as simple as an actual dictionary program where you put in a word, and it gives you a definition.
Yeah.
And so that I would not consider artificial intelligence because it's not. It's looking up something. Whereas if you had a program that did not know anything about tic-tac-toe and you set it loose and it learned how to play tic-tac-toe, then I would consider that intelligent. And even though both programs, at the end of the day, they're both playing tic-tac-toe and they're both playing it perfectly where they always win or it always ends up in a draw, I would consider one to be intelligent and one not to be intelligent based on how they're doing it.
Well, you know, again,
it's not just the action that they're doing. You know, it looks intelligent if it's just, you know, looking up.
But isn't so again, you know, the definition of artificial, you know, there's different synonyms for that, and one of them is false. So, I mean, couldn't you argue that the tic-tac-toe robot that you're talking about, or the program, is actually artificial intelligence because it's simulating intelligence. It's not really intelligence.
It's not that's artificial really intelligence, though. It's a giant table lookup.
Right.
I understand how it works. I'm following how it works behind the scenes. But to the uninitiated, it appears as though it's intelligence, right? Oh, this thing can play tic-tac-toe.
Right.
Wow.
Well, a person with a really great vocabulary.
But that doesn't make it artificial intelligence. That just makes them unknowledgeable as to what artificial intelligence is.
Right.
People who administer IQ tests have had a very difficult time distinguishing between people who have a very good vocabulary and people who are actually intelligent. Usually, there's a lot of overlap in those in those areas, but it's possible, right, to have a good vocabulary without being particularly adept at sort of problem solving or something like that.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things you're sort of dealing with here. It'll look like intelligence, it'll function like intelligence, but it may not actually be intelligence.
But then would it be artificial by definition if it's not actually intelligence?
It's pseudo.
If it
seems like something and it's not, it's pseudo.
It's certainly interesting to have a discussion about, you know, what is intelligence, what's artificial, what's real. And actually, after the show yesterday, I saw someone post a comment on Facebook and that, you know, saying that artificial intelligence is not really the right term. It should be called something like technological intelligence to kind of distinguish it from human intelligence. So it's not that it's artificial because, you know, is it really artificial or is it how certain things are also done in the human brain? We're not really sure about that.
Well, that's why I'm arguing that right now artificial intelligence is a good term for it because once it does get to the point of being able to program itself, it will be intelligence because then it is doing things on its own volition. It's not doing what humans have programmed it to do, essentially.
And
I think you're right. Calling it technological intelligence is more – I think that's a good idea, too.
Well, you also have to define –
I'm
doing this all night. You also have to define artificial. I mean, is a beaver dam natural or artificial?
Well, it depends on which definition of artificial, I guess, you use. I mean, one of the top definitions here is made by human skill.
Okay, in which case, you know, a beaver dam would be considered natural, but yet something built it. Okay, so apparently if Martians, by that definition, built something, it would be natural. Even if they were an intelligent life on their own planet, we know there are no Martians. But, you know, that's a very, it's not a very useful definition necessarily.
Can I say any final thoughts?
One more quick thing before you guys go to break. You were talking about a system that's the program itself, and just last month there was a program that was shown that could actually learn how to play, I think it was 49 different games without the game actually being described to it.
Send me a link on that one, Syface. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And you, of course, can bring up anything you want. You can also protect yourself online by using ProXPN. And you need to protect yourself online because you can't expect your internet service provider to do it. They're probably one of the people violating your supposed privacy. You know, they're likely logging every website that you visit and keeping that history for years in some cases. Plus, if you're sitting at a coffee shop or anywhere on your laptop or Wi-Fi-enabled device, there could very well be people sniffing your packets, trying to grab credit card information or logins, usernames, and passwords. You can stop that from happening by using ProXPN. They encrypt your internet connection. It's a virtual private network, and it's global. There are locations all around the world that you can connect to, servers run by ProXPN. It creates an encrypted tunnel between those two points, and then they send out your data to the rest of the internet from that location. So you can connect to the Netherlands, you can connect to a server in Singapore, in London, and of course there's some U.S. ones as well, but you get different levels of sort of legal protections in other jurisdictions, like the Netherlands, for instance. So when you're privately torrenting with ProXPN, which is one of the features that you can use with their premium account, you'll want to connect to their Netherlands server to avoid any DMCA notices or anything like that that might come about, because there's more privacy protection for your internet connections in the Netherlands, at least as far as file sharing, from what I understand. So proxpn.com/FTL, go there, get started, use code FTL50 when you're ready to sign up for their premium account, and that gets you 50% off the price of their annual account, which is about $5 a month when you break down the price point. So code FTL50, and by the way, their app's available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, and even Linux, so it's very easy. You just go and download their software, and then when you're ready to upgrade, there's a free account, but when you're ready to upgrade, go with the premium account and use code FTL50. You'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, unlike your internet service provider. ProXPN.com/FTL. Don't forget code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So, the naked man that we've talked about, not in any detail yet. Here you go. The story from WBTV in Charlotte, North Carolina. Residents in a Charlotte neighborhood say they are fed up with a neighbor they say stands at the front door of his home naked. But police say he's not doing anything illegal. People in the Cardinal Glen neighborhood in North Charlotte say the man has been doing this for nearly 10 years. And on Friday, they called police again.
Again.
Yep. Picolia Thorat said, I was rolling out the trash can on Friday, and I just happened to look over there, and he was standing there buck naked. It's not good to have people walking around here naked like that. A grown man like that with all these kids out here, you know? Neighbors say the man opens his door in the nude and even talks on his cell phone. They got a picture of it. All in clear view of his neighbors. They're disgusted and fed up. Adriana Harris said, quote, because my daughter grew up in this neighborhood, even this week she was home from spring break, but she would call me at work and say, Mom, I'm getting ready to go outside, but let me check if he's out there first. That's how bad it is in the neighborhood. Harris says she's called police numerous times over the last 10 years to complain, but nothing has been done. Spokeswoman for the police department confirms officers were called to the home on Friday, saying, quote, since it's not a criminal incident, it was documented in the call for service, but there's no report, the spokesbureaucrat told WBTV. She added that officers confirmed with the magistrate the incident did not rise to a level of a charge, since the man was on his own property. She said, quote, after consulting with the magistrate and police attorney, unless he is outside of his home, he cannot be charged, she said. She says officials are looking to, quote, additional options, unquote, to help resolve the issue. According to North Carolina law, a person can only be charged with indecent exposure if they, quote, willfully expose the private parts of his or her person in any public place and in the presence of any other person or persons. So, if other people are around and you're in public in North Carolina and you expose yourself, then that's considered to be a crime, indecent exposure. But I guess the police are saying that standing in your doorway with your door wide open talking on your cell phone while completely naked is not considered to be
a public place.
Public,
well, there's a difference between being in a public place and being visible from a public place.
Yeah, well, I think that's interesting that they're not even, I mean, after a decade of this, at no point have they even bothered to try this. Because you know how cops are. I mean, usually if they want to just try to see if they can convict you on something, they'll go ahead and arrest you and charge you with it. And if you know, if you beat the rap, then you beat the rap and you're out several $1,000s for an attorney, or at the very least the time and the effort that you had to spend in court, and they're out nothing. So it's interesting that they actually haven't made a move to at the very least try to arrest the guy and say, well, you know, he's in public because you can see him from the, you know, the doors open. That
he's
kind
the
of
brother of a city councilman.
I don't have that detail.
No, I don't know that that's true, but I'm just saying that there's it's quite possible that he has some kind of I see where you're coming from. You're making a strong point. Many times law enforcement agencies will just arrest and see how things go. The arrest itself is the punishment. But they haven't done this to this guy in 10 years.
And he's not being lewd either. There's no one alleging that he's pleasuring himself while he's at the front door. He's just talking on the phone, hanging out, surveying the neighborhood, so to speak. He's looking around. And apparently it's completely legal. Parents told WBTV they're worried. They want to come together to help change that law to protect their children.
Yeah.
Well,
do their children not know that, like, the basics of anatomy? Is that the fear that they're going to find out that boys and girls are different? Isn't that going to happen sooner or later anyway?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Welcome to the internet world. I mean, who has kids today who get online who don't think? I mean, really, if you're a parent and you've got a young person under the age of 10, I would say there's a good chance they've seen some kind of nakedness on the internet. I mean, I know that, I don't know if it was first grade, but it was fairly early on, maybe even kindergarten. I remember somebody brought a Playboy onto the bus, and we were sliding it under the seats to one another to, you know, to look at that. And
yeah, it's about the time frame for me, too. Somebody, you know, in the neighborhood got a hold of some older brother's nudie books or something, and we went out in the woods and took a look.
Yeah, my friend down the street had a father who collected Playboy and Penthouse.
Yep, and how old were you when you saw it for the first time?
I believe I was in about fourth grade.
Yeah, so at some point in very, very early on in a young man's development, and I presume the same is true for young ladies as well, but, you know, you see this stuff. We saw it even without the internet, and now sometimes it's hard to avoid seeing things like that on the internet.
Indeed.
So
I guess it's going to stop it. I don't think that this is I wouldn't want to put this in the area of sexuality. This is just a naked old man.
Right. He looks kind of middle-aged, actually.
All right. A naked middle-aged man standing in his doorway. I don't know.
See what the problem
nobody
is.
Nobody appreciates a naked middle-aged man.
No, they don't.
And as a middle-aged man who's occasionally naked, I'd like to register my protest to that. I'm very triggered right now.
We'll come back.
No one cares if a naked old middle-aged man gets triggered either, buddy.
Where Rich is coming from on this. What's the big deal if your kids see some guy naked? How is this damaging? Unless you make it damaging for your kids. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing drinking water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to here. You just dial on in toll free and bring it up here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the naked guy in North Carolina. Charlotte, WBTV reporting on a man who has been hanging out in his doorway on his phone and just standing there looking around at the neighborhood naked. He's been doing it for about a decade. Police say they can't do anything about it. Our toll-free number is 855-453, and of course you can join us over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. You can help support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier for as little as $5 a month. We take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations and bring the ideas of freedom out there as far and as wide as possible. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Cardinal Glen neighborhood in North Charlotte has experienced this man for a decade exposing himself to the neighborhood. Parents say they're worried. Mom, one of the moms here, Ms. Harris, says that she doesn't let her children even go outside and play. She says, I have to keep them inside the house because that's really inappropriate for young kids to see stuff like that. City leaders say neighbors do have the option of filing a complaint with a homeowners association that prohibits nuisance activity on a property, but this guy's been doing it for a decade. Presumably, you'd think the neighbors would have figured that part out yet if that was a legitimate option for them. City Council member Greg Phipps says, quote, because what's actually happening in this particular neighbor is making it difficult for people and adjoining neighbors to have the quiet enjoyment of their homes. And I disagree. I just don't understand what the concern is here. Who cares if this guy's standing naked in his front door? Why is that damaging to anyone? Unless there's some sort of damage being done by the parents. And I think it's damaging by parents to say to their kids that nudity is bad and undesirable and scary or dangerous.
Well, I'd agree with you that it's the reaction to the nudity that is really the biggest problem, not the nudity itself. That's what causes the damage and the upset. But I would say that people also sort of deal with things, sexual things, differently these days.
Nudity isn't sexual, though.
I understand. That's you saying something.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they perceive it that way. I posted on the Free Talk Live's Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com today a little quiz from 1979 to see whether or not your child was ready for first grade. One of the question number eight was, can your child walk 4 to 8 blocks by themselves, say to the store or a friend's house?
Yeah, that wouldn't happen today, right?
Right. Wow. And I posted it up there, and some guy responded, yeah, my daughter could do it, but I wouldn't let her. There's too many weirdos out there these days. These days is really important because people actually believe there are more weirdos out there today than there were in 1979.
And there's no reason for that.
There's no actual statistics that you could point to make that a true statement. That is perception, and when you perceive the world wrongly, you are living a lie.
I'm just trying to imagine, having a childhood where you can't go and run around the neighborhood. I guess they all play video games now, but I played video games when I was a kid.
Sure.
I still wanted to go run around the neighborhood.
But I still get out of my house, and, we still did do running around the neighborhood kind of stuff. But, even if I was going to go play video games, I would like to sometimes do it with my friends. So that would, connotate having to walk to or bike down to their houses. And now you've got parents saying they don't even let their kids out because some guy's naked.
But not just that, but the big threat out there is government. There is a couple that they called themselves free-range parents, and basically the government, wherever they were, was trying to take away their parental rights because they let their kids walk down to the park or walk back from the park alone.
Yeah, there's a great blog out there called Free Range Kids, I believe is that what it is,
yeah.
Mark? Free Range Kids? Where they talk about being a free range parent and allowing their kids to explore and learn things on their own without always having this sort of helicopter parent hovering over them, protecting them from everything.
Yeah, and my generation, that was just being a kid. I mean, I don't know how far free range parents go. I haven't read the stuff, but I would ride my bike all over the neighborhood. I would run around the neighborhood, and I got my share of trouble doing it.
But at what age? Because I remember at 7 years old, I was definitely, my son will turn 7 shortly. At 7 years old, I was definitely out on a bicycle going off of my street onto a relatively busy street for a very short stint, and then onto the next corresponding street. So from 20th Street West to 19th Street West in Bradenton, Florida. And I remember the talking about our ages, how old we were, having the bicycle, what the bicycle looked like.
I don't remember all that crap.
When the training wheels came off, the whole deal. And so at the age my son is currently, who has, to the best of my knowledge, really, other than going to Pork Fest and sort of running around with some of the kids out of our sight there, he doesn't go off on his own. He doesn't have any, call to.
Well, you're also not living in a neighborhood, right? Like, you didn't grow up in a neighborhood either, though, did you? Did you have, like, a farm or something?
Yes, I grew up on a farm, but my grandmother had a house in town.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I'm referring to where my grandmother's house was.
Ah, I see. Now, your son sort of lives out in the woods. There's not, like, a kid next door.
There is actually a kid next door.
Well,
he will probably be going this year. I will show him how to walk over to the friend's house. I want him to be able to do that.
Good.
So I think this is the year to do that. And
I'll
just get the telescope out and watch him as he goes.
I know that when I was 7, I was able to come home alone from school and had my own key, let myself into the house. I'm certain by that age, if not 6, that I was playing in the woods with my friends. So, yeah, it's not uncommon to me at all. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but this mom says she doesn't let the kids out. Since the beginning of 2015, officers have been called to the man's home 4 times, according to police records. This week, neighbors were able to capture pictures and video of the man standing at his door. Clinton Washington said, quote, "I saw the video just now, so I know that people around here aren't just making up things," unquote. The reporter from WBTV tried talking to the man, but he ran away from the camera, covering his face. It's pretty interesting that he's shy, camera shy, as far as when the media shows up, but he'll stand
there. When somebody comes with a camera, he runs away covering his
face.
Face.
Neighbors are hoping with these images, the Homeowners Association can file some kind of nuisance complaint.
Well, this is what the neighbors need to do. This is the shaming that needs to go on, because this can be handled even if you can't get the police after 10 years of trying to get the police. This is so incompetent these people are, right? This is how lazy they are. They want the police to handle this problem for them. They won't even bother to do it themselves. They're carrying a video camera around in their pocket. Get the camera out, and when he does his little trick, stand out there in front of his house on the sidewalk and videotape his naked butt standing in the doorway. And then if that doesn't work, then make a Facebook page with his house address on it and post the videos of this naked dude on them.
I say if you can't beat him, join him. More people should get naked.
Yeah, you just like nakedness. I don't know what your thing is.
I think that people just need to get over the idea that, you know, seeing that this square inch of skin or that square inch of skin is somehow going to damage them.
Yep,
because,
totally.
Okay,
it's frustrating. It really is. It's so Puritan.
It is.
It's not so Puritan.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, how would you describe it?
I would look around the globe, and I would see how many people in how many different cultures would accept a naked guy standing in their doorway. And if the number was below 10%, I would then not ascribe it to one particular religious group and then try to vilify it. What I would say is it is therefore abnormal behavior, and people have norms and mores, and these are the nature of human society. If you want to change them, by all means, get out there and be a buck-naked activist and do that. But don't act like...
Getting naked in public is not going to convince anybody that that's a good idea.
Exactly.
I'll stick to smoking weed.
This guy either.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the naked man. Is it something that would offend you? Do your children need to be protected from naked people? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can share your thoughts here tonight or bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. More on the way. The final segment of Free Talk Live is coming up.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you dial right now to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Rich Paul, where can listeners go to encounter more of you on the internet?
Well, I've got a lot of projects going.
Pick one.
Let's see. Well, I guess Church of the Invisible Hand. And you can find that at tr.im/. Capital C, capital I, capital H. And that is a church based on the ideas of deism and free market capitalism.
And there is a Facebook page?
Yep. If you search Facebook for Church of the Invisible Hand, you should find it.
Yeah, so the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So check out more of Rich at the Church of the Invisible Hand on Facebook, and we'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. If you want to talk about the naked man in his doorway, you're welcome to do that. You can also bring up anything. Brian is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Brian.
I just wanted to try to convert Mark to anarcho-capitalist.
You're not going to convert me.
Nobody's
anything.
Ever tried that before.
It's called anarcho anything. I think that anarcho and capitalist are probably two of the worst terms to be using to describe any particular philosophy.
I tend to agree.
Voluntarist. Anyways,
I'm pretty sure Mark's already a voluntarist, but you know, go ahead.
I thought he was an anarchist.
Depends on who he's talking to.
I thought he was minarchist too, but
here's what my thought process is on the subject. I have not yet at this point been shown any society that functions better than a limited government republic. But I think the people. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Well, there actually is a society that functioned well under anarcho-capitalism.
Oh, is this that little place in Italy between Florence and the Papal States?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well,
yeah, I saw that article a couple of days ago. I actually posted it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool story. But you can't tell me that they didn't have some kind of hierarchical structure in that society with elders or something like that.
They have 14 elders, but the elders didn't have any power.
Well, what does it not have power mean? Anyway, the point that I'd like to make. I think that this is very, what, Caspiasis, what's the name of it?
I'm terrible at English.
Yeah.
Caspia, or...
Anyway, I'll repost the story so that people can see it at facebook.freetalklive.com. All I'm saying is that I believe that people should have the right to set up a society if they want to do it. So if Ian wants to go off with his crazy friends and set up a, you know, some voluntarist place where nobody wears clothes, he should be able to do that. Like, that's his business. Now, as long as he's bought the property, it's his property, he says, I don't want your school taxes, I don't want your speed limits, I don't want any of that stuff. Here, inside my property lines, these are the rules that we have and they apply. That's his business, that's their business. As long as they're not holding anybody against their will, who am I to say anything about that? So, I'm a voluntarist in that sense that you should be able to secede if that's what you wish to do. And I think that's ultimately that's what voluntarism is about. But I think that we, you know, at this point, I'll take the governmental systems that tend to work. And I think that that means, you know, limited government and that sort of thing today. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, great.
Brian, you got anything else you want to say here?
Love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. And,
thanks for the call. We certainly will. Let's go to Shannon in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark. Hello, Shannon.
How you doing? I was going to say that, you know, all my family is over from the Ireland, Scotland area. My dad was second generation American. I'm third generation American. And our family... this whole area, nobody has a problem with the nudity. That is a total American concept that they have the problem with the nudity.
Hmm. So you're calling out Mark. Mark was saying that he thinks people around the world have problems with people being naked. You're saying your culture in Scotland or Ireland, no problem with people being naked.
Don't they mostly wear pants?
Just because pants are convenient doesn't mean that people have problems with being naked, and that's why they wear them. It's nice to have pants because then you won't catch your genitals on a tree branch or something like that.
Well, I still have a lot of family that still wears the kilt.
I wear a kilt, too, but that doesn't mean it's not the same thing as running around naked.
I'm just saying that the main... problem with the nudity, that's just a, you know, United States of America. That's not a, you go anywhere in Europe, South America, Brazil, Portuguese area, you know, where people have the Portuguese heritage and a Latino heritage. Heck, you can go down to South Beach, Florida. People are, you know, naked down in that particular area also.
Have you traveled the world, Shannon? Have you gone to a lot of the places you're mentioning?
Yeah, I'm retired Navy SEAL. So I've been all over the place. Been all the conflicts of the United States of America and the United States Navy. So I used to date a girl that was from France. But she come over here to my parents for Christmas and Thanksgiving. We'd go down there to the lake. She started taking all her clothes off. Wait a minute, darling. You can't be doing that here.
You're in America, lady.
Yeah. I mean,
land,
you know,
of the free.
First time we went down to the, it's called White Warrior Lake, which is a little recreational area down here from Sylvester, Georgia. And we go down there to get all the chairs out, a little family deal there, the 4th of July. Next thing you know, she get ready to, her and her girlfriend, you know, both from France, are getting ready to take their clothes off.
Thank you, Shannon. Great call. Good point tonight. I think he owned you on that one there, Mark. In fact, you can actually see there's videos from Europe where they'll have some girl just take off her clothes and, you know, just in the streets, city environment. And, you know, people don't really bat an eye at it. Some of them will take out their cameras and take a picture, but it's like no big deal that somebody's naked.
I don't know what you mean by big deal. Like, this, what I'm saying, it is a big deal if somebody's taking a picture, right? Like, they don't take pictures of people that are just wandering.
It's not a big
around.
Deal in a negative way. It's not a big deal like people are protesting, getting angry, calling the police, freaking out.
This isn't people protesting. This is a few people in a neighborhood having a problem, and you're calling them Puritan. It's a religion you know nothing about. You should
shouldn't
it's
come
an adjective.
Out of your...
I'm not calling.
Okay, yeah, I would like to, because I would have used the term Puritan as well, but I would not have been referring to the more or less defunct sect of the people who originally
right.
came over, the Pilgrims, but rather religious attitudes that were you know, similar to that, very
right.
restrictive. I would call the Islamic people I would call Puritans.
Yeah,
in
if you
their
use
views.
The term Shaker, it's not gonna, you know, resonate with people.
Okay,
people
so
know what Puritan is.
First off, I would
to.
Stick with Victorians because Puritans probably weren't as Puritan as you might imagine. Secondly, the UCC Church is alive and well. The Congregationalists changed their name decades ago. The Puritans changed their name decade ago to Congregationalists. So they're doing just fine. So terms mean something. Also, Bollywood, they don't even produce movies where people kiss. This isn't in India, a large portion of the population, large population of the earth. I'm just saying that this behavior would be considered abnormal in most places around the world. That's all I'm saying. And if you want to do something about it, all I'm suggesting is do something, shame this guy if that's what you want to do, shame somebody.
I don't want to do those things.
I would contend that's more Victorian than it would be Puritan.
Definition number two of the word Puritan as, a noun, a person who is...
I'm not saying words don't get misused, Ian!
Moral. This is not misused. This is one of the definitions. A person who is strict in moral or religious matters, often excessively so. Let's go to Tommy in Glasgow. Tommy.
Glasgow, Scotland. Scotland is a Puritan state. Two nights ago, I watched the police sitting in wait for a man to walk round the corner and pull out his little man and urinate, and they gave him a fine. There is a man who walks the length of the UK naked, and every time he walks out naked, he is arrested and put in jail. Scotland is a Puritan state, and did you know the real reason why Scots wear a kilt? It's because that the sheep became used to the sound of the zip being unfurled.
Oh, no! Thanks for the call tonight, Tommy. I appreciate it. Oh, wow. Didn't see that one coming.
I didn't. No. I kind of did a little.
Out of time for tonight, but you can join us tomorrow online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com and check out Rich at Church of the Invisible Hand on Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow night. And in the meantime, again, enjoy all the features over at freetalklive.com and join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When a loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.